This is Ethically Speaking with Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz.
Listening to the news these days, you hear former war supporters expressing regret over the Iraq War. They collectively say, if we only knew then what we know now.
Like what? That victory would not be quick or certain?
So cynical.
Well, what else could they be referring to? Misinformation led most politicians to conclude that war was the best answer. Now, everyone agrees that our leaders could have known then what we all know now.
Your point is?
My point is that these leaders who express regret are not taking responsibility for their mistakes.
I see your point. They want to say that the system failed and no particular individuals are at fault. Everyone can express regret without feeling culpable.
Right. There's no way to punish a system for negligence or hold it accountable for error, even if that error results in loss of human life and costs billions of dollars.
By blaming the system, when politicians claim they're victims of it, they're absolving themselves of personal responsibility through collective irresponsibility. They forego reflecting on their personal failures, particularly their failure to test the truthfulness of claims that herded us to this war.
Collective irresponsibility. Now that's an interesting concept. The claim that the wrong was so huge that individuals can't be blamed. Ethically speaking, it's hard to accept this claim when we depend on our political leaders to demonstrate their individual power, knowledge, and ability to think for themselves.
When a group goes wrong, who's to blame? Speak up for yourself at ethicallyspeaking.org.
The show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.